Guys, welcome back to another Morning English podcast.
喝完珍珠奶茶的 Oday 就是非常的兴奋啊！欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是木木，
我是 Day。So movies.
对。
Movies are really the greatest things that ever existed or got invented or whatever happened to them. Because I just don't know, I'm really passionate about movies.
对。没错，对呢，非常非常疯狂的喜欢电影。电影呢 ，they make us happy, sad, loved, and all of that. But sometimes movies aren't serious.
What do you mean they aren't serious?
就是 sometimes we like to watch popcorn movies.
What are popcorn movies, Mumu?
就爆米花电影啊。
What is a 爆米花电影？
等一下再给大家解释。
OK。
今天的节目呢，我们要跟大家聊一聊，在聊电影的时候，比如说特效啊、uh-huh. 花絮啊、大片呐、啊 uh-huh. 这些怎么用英语来表达呢？那当然了，木老师呢也把这期节目的重点内容整理成了双语笔记，大家在早安英文公众号的后台回复笔记两个字就可以收到了。
So 木木老师，because you like to call yourself that, can you please explain to me what a 爆米花 popcorn movie is?
Well, as we said, movies.Can be serious. 电影可以是很严肃的 But what a popcorn movie means is a movie that doesn't take itself seriously. 就不太严肃的电影
Okay.
And that doesn't have any good dramatic story behind it.
Oh.
没有什么深度，就不用思考，你就能够看懂的一些电影，打发时间的电影
Oh, I sometimes open these kinds of movies when I'm working or studying, to be honest.
Now, let us share some stuff.
Well, a very good transition, not 尴尬 at all.
对，我们，因为 Day 呢，就是说啊，他没事的时候，工作的时候，就喜欢打开一些爆米花电影，就听。
Yes.
So, what's the point of it? Okay, anyway.
I mean, it makes me feel like I'm focusing on, oh yeah, never mind, okay.
Now, let us share some stuff about movies. First, let us share some movie vocabulary.
We will not be talking about the common ones we know, like actor, director, producer, but rather we will be focusing on the uncommon ones.
对，我们今天呢，不说演员啊，什么导演啊，制作人啊，今天我们聊一聊更厉害，更特别的。
Number one, special effects.Special effects are effects used to produce scenes that cannot be achieved by normal techniques and are also known as CGI.
对，没错啊，就是 special effects 指的就是那种特效特技，必须要用电脑啊，或者是更高级的那种啊，也 very professional.
Yeah.
I can talk more about it.
Yeah, we were not going to go in deep with that.
对，也叫做 CGI. 比如我们在吐槽一个科幻电影 fiction movie 的时候，比如说，哎，这特效做的太假了吧？我们就可以说 the special effects in this movie looks super bad.
Yep.
第二个呢，就是 blooper.B-L-O-O-P-E-R. Blooper happens a lot in movies, but it means an embarrassing mistake that happened at the filming of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
就我们经常说的花絮 I really like to
yeah, me too.
Watch the blooper.
I love, especially Jackie Chan's blooper reels, you know?
I don't know that.
You know, every movie Jackie Chan has, he has to have bloopers.
Yeah, I really love those.
Okay, let us give you guys an example on bloopers.The bloopers of Infinity War were so funny.
对说呢，这个复仇者联盟三的这个无限战争这一篇的花絮真的是太好笑了。I know you like Marvel movies.
Okay, I do.
Big fan of it.
Number three, speaking of Marvel movies, blockbuster movies. Now, what a blockbuster movie means is a huge movie with a large budget with big stars.But a blockbuster movie is extremely popular and brings in a lot of money.
对，接下来我们就要说的就是大片。你想想，刚刚 Day 的解释就是 large budget, 大成本，big stars, 大明星，大制作，组合在一起的就是大片了。那么它的表达是 blockbuster movies, B-L-O-C-K-B-U-S-T-E-R, blockbuster. 它的意思也是表示畅销巨作。
Now,And the blockbuster movie example is Avengers. So if we want to do a sentence.
Avengers.
Yeah, I mean, it's the greatest example we have.
Okay.
Avengers was such a big blockbuster movie.
他说这个复仇者联盟啊就是大制作就是大片在他眼中 In your eyes.
Not in my eyes. There's a lot of blockbuster movies.
Okay. Yes, that's true.
是是是。
是是是。
是是是是。
接下来这个词呢叫做接下来这个呢发音比较难啊叫做 sequel.还有 prequel, 还有 trilogy.
Yeah.
那 sequel means another edition of the movie that extends it into a part two. 就是续集续篇的意思。
But a prequel is a movie that contains events that give us a better look at the history of the movie we watched. Like The Hobbit is a prequel of The Lord of the Rings.
那么 prequel 和 sequel 就完全不一样啊，它的意思是前传。比如说刚刚对照了一个这个句子 The Hobbit 霍比特人 is the prequel是这个指环王的前传 to the Lord of the Rings。 那我们刚刚提到的指环王这一系列的电影呢有三部，那这样类型的电影呢我们叫做 trilogy、T-R-I-L-O-G means a movie franchise that has three parts.
Yeah. Now that we talked about some movie vocabs, let us talk about some idioms that we always hear in movies.
对，就是我们在看电影的时候呢，听的非常多的几句话。第一个就是 get the show on the road, get the show on the road. 它的意思就是 when you want to urge someone to get started on something, 就是在催促别人把这个事情快点做完。Get the show on the road.
We need to get the show on the road if we want to go home today.
Like a lesson your parents gave it to you.
Yeah, they always say that to me as a child.
对对，就是你快点，不然今天我们就回不了家了。We need to get the show on the road.
Yeah, number two is jump the shark. Jump the shark might sound a bit weird, but it actually means a term to describe certain TV shows or movies that have decreased in quality.
对这个直接翻译 jump the shark, jump 就是跳 the shark 就是鲨鱼，并不是说跳鲨鱼，它的意思就是走下坡路开始不吸引人，尤其是在指一些电影，比如说 the Fast and Furious franchise jumped the shark when they decided to do more than 5 movies、就这个速度与激情决定要拍五部的时候呢，就开始不那么吸引人了，开始走下坡路了， jumped the shark.
Yep.
下面这一个呢叫做 bricklack, 这个我们听了太多次了。它这个 this idiom is a superstitious way of saying good luck.
Yep. An example of that is, hey, you're killing the assassin! Break a leg! It doesn't mean literally to break a leg, but for good luck, you need to break a leg.
对，有点 sarcastic.
Yeah, it is, it is.
就是它表示的是祝你好运。刚刚对照的这个句子呢有一个词叫做 assassin.S-S-A-S-S-I-N 我们直接翻译就是沙森，但是他想表达就是很厉害的人 Like a killer.
Yeah.
对，就是哎，听说你要杀一个很厉害的人呢，祝你好运吧，就这样一个语气。
Number four, to crave the limelight. Craving the limelight means you are really like to be the center of attention of everything. You crave to be the focus of everyone's interest. So you
就是对
You crave the limelight. No, no, not really, not me. That's the opposite of me.
对对对 just JK.
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 JKing.
Limelight. L-I-M-E-L-I-G-H-T.、它的意思就是聚光灯啊，在聚光灯下。那你渴望在聚光灯下，想要取得关注，博关注。这种呢，这个表达就叫 to crave the limelight.、比如说 I realized that she craved the limelight and enjoyed it whenEverybody's watching her. 就我发现啊，当每个人都看他的时候呢，他就博得了这个关注，然后并且也很享受。
Yep. So craving the limelight is a bit of a weak person's idiom.
对，就是他们特别想要获取大家的关注，就可能 it's not a very positive idiom.
It is not a very positive idiom. But thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast today. I'm Day.
我是木木，我们下期见啦。
Bye.